So we're talking about property taxes and values, right? And to start out, there's this argument that Sitka's property taxes are pretty low, and not by a little, but by a lot. If you look around the state, there are 15 boroughs that currently levy a property tax, and 12 have tax caps. In Valdez, it's 20 mils. In Kodiak, it's 10.75 mils. In Haines, it's 7. In Petersburg, it's 10, but they have some bonded debt, so it's actually over 11 mils there. Kenai, it's 8. Ketchikan, it's 8. And Sitka, it's 6. So a lot of people also, when they're considering this question, they're wondering, well, if we don't raise property taxes now, then when? Is Sitka having a difficulty keeping up with how it has evolved? Taxes haven't raised since 1990. They have been tried to raise in 2011 and 2013. So my question for you is it time for Sitka to raise the mill rate? Do you foresee it being raised anytime in the future? Or is 6 mills the appropriate amount for where we are right now? And anyone can jump in to talk about that.
On that one, this is Marjorie Parmley, and I don't think it should matter time or not time. It needs to matter on need, whether you need it or not, and whether you have all your ducks in a row. And some of these towns that you mentioned who have higher taxes may not have a sales tax. So they're not getting hit at both ends. And we've already got a sales tax. There are a lot of holes there that need to be fixed. And maybe we can speak to those too, but that's a lot of revenue that we are missing. It is time at some point to do it, but it has to be based on need, not, oh, well, we're lower now, we got to catch up. If we got all our ducks in a row in finance, then I think probably only one mill is going to be what's needed.
This is John Stein, and I think that that's a good point Marjorie makes, but I think the point is that the levy of property tax is set on an annual basis, and we're talking about the cap here. And of course, the people we elect to the assembly and the folks we hire to run the business should adjust downward the years that the revenues from sales tax rates are higher.
So then I had looked back over Sitka's mill levies over the years, and 1974 was a key year because that's when a lot of the highway paving and stuff was done in Sitka, and it was done with state money largely, or state money subsidizing local improvement districts for neighborhoods to pave. And back in 1974, the mill levy was 4 mils. It went to 6 in 95, and then for the next 10 years, it was below 5 mils. And it was a history of chronic underfunding of you know, future expenses. So there was no plan put in place, as we have now, to refund and repave and rebuild our utilities and our roads and our sidewalks and those kinds of things. Right now, I think harbors and all the city buildings have reserve funds or sinking funds to replace roofs and windows and those kinds of things when they go out. But this is a good argument, in my view, of why the senior exemption doesn't really make sense, because you know, back in 83 and 89, I was active in the economy and enjoyed all of those, all that construction, all the paving of Lake Street and Lincoln, all that kind of stuff that the state brought. I was saved the expense of putting anything aside. And now that it's needed, I'm a senior citizen and I should be excused from paying part of that cost. And I think that's philosophically wrong. A lot of people that I talk to who are seniors have a sense of entitlement to that senior exemption. Like, I've been here, I've paid my taxes all those years, and it's time for me to, you know, be able to back off. Well, a lot of folks, including myself, can pay the rate. And we enjoyed those years of low mill levies, it's time to pay the piper.
You think property taxes of all the kind of in the basket of taxes we're looking at are the right one to go for?
I think that makes sense. I think property taxes are low, as you mentioned, respect to other communities in Alaska, and sales tax is high relative to other communities in Alaska. Not too many other jurisdictions have a 6% sales tax, and I think that's pushing the upper limit.
Robin Sherman, go ahead. What do you have to say to add on to that?
It's true that our property tax rate is low compared to other communities in Alaska and to other communities in the United States, but it's also important to realize that we have a real affordability problem in this town. There are a lot of people, some of them are seniors, some of them are families, some of them are single, some people are disabled, that are just barely getting by. And any increase in their living expenses is going to be a burden. And I think our challenge is to say, what's the current burden of taxes and fees on our community as a whole? Who's paying that? What's a fair way to raise the additional revenue that we need? And who's going to pay for that?
And would you say that property taxes are the most fair way to raise revenue? And if so, why?
I think it's important to look at what people are currently paying for all of the city services. And we have to look at the property tax, plus the sales tax, plus the fees for our utilities. And then we have to weigh them against each other. And I guess my concern is that if we can't raise the property tax because folks just don't want to do that right now, then what's going to happen? Well, we could go to the sales tax, and I shared my concerns about the sales tax a little bit before. I'm actually more concerned about our electric rates. And, you know, my understanding from looking at the city budget is it's really our debt for the Blue Lake Dam project that's creating a lot of burden. I know we're
going to talk about it.
That, but I'm very concerned that if we don't have the ability to subsidize electric rates from the property tax, those rates are going to continue to go up. We may not be able to raise as much money as we want to because people are going to conserve energy, some people are going to switch fuels, and also our lowest income households just aren't going to be able to pay, and we know we have a real delinquency problem. And once we have that delinquency problem, we can try to collect it, but if we don't collect it, we still need to raise the money, and that just means that the rates are going to continue to go up for the people who can afford to pay. And I think that that's going to be more expensive than the property tax in the long run.
Okay, Robin Sherman. Gary Paxton.
I think low property taxes and low electrical rates are good for everybody. And my personal bias is that if you increase property tax by one-third, first of all, I think you're looking back at the days of Rocky Gutierrez and the boys when this city was streamlined, efficient, and it's still a well-organized machine, but they are used to spending a lot more money than they were in those days. So I'm just not convinced if you give extra money to the city that they're not going to just use the whole one. Whatever we choose, my recommendation to the administration would be they should take at least 25% of whatever they get in increased taxation, whichever means, and put that in a sinking fund for the general fund, and get there by cutting the rest of governments. So these are no easy answers.
No, they're not. Can I throw something else into the mix too? Go ahead.
One thought.
Sure.
And listen, Mark Gorman and I get along well. He's a good guy. He gets up every day, trying to do the best he can for our city, making the right kind of judgments, and. We've talked about the senior service, seniors exemption on taxes, and he's got, I think, a very simple way of making it easy for people who should qualify for that to come in and do it. Because I think if you're going to do that, you do need to make it very easy for people who need the exemption for senior sales to come in and get that exemption. Packs out.
Packs out. That's Gary Paxton, former city administrator. I want to bring up another issue around this kind of, and I know it's difficult to tease out all these things. They're all interrelated. But to return to this idea of just property itself in Sitka, another argument I've been hearing in the community, an argument on the other side is, our mill rate is at 6 mills, but our property values are so high. And I want to air that point a little bit. I've read this a lot in letters to the editor, to the Sentinel, certainly in my conversations with the community. And so I wrote to Wendy Lawrence, who's the assessor, asking her basically where we stand compared to other communities. And she said Sitka's property values are the third highest in the state, following Juneau and Anchorage. Last year's median sales price for a single-family starter home is $375,000. She wrote, Sitka is a destination economy with regional and even national economics at play, and as such has seen steady market values even through the late 2000s recession. So people are arguing, well, you raise property taxes because all our properties are going to be reappraised within the next few years. Is not more revenue going to come into the city eventually? And to that point, I asked her about this as well. So the assessor's office is currently doing a reappraisal of everybody. 60% of properties in Sitka haven't been appraised since 2003. They're not up to market value yet. And their plan is to get them to market value, get that dollar figure up to date within the next 3 years. It's going to take a lot of work. They need a computerized system to do mass appraisal, because otherwise you have people going door to door to door to door to door, and that takes, there's only 365 days in a year. But her hope is that the city could see $1 million worth of revenue coming in from per year on personal property. Right now, they're collecting about half that at the current property tax evaluation level. However, we aren't going to see this money for 4, maybe 5 years because of the time it will take to catch everybody up to speed, and also how property taxes work, right? It takes a year for the money to come in. Sitka's on a 4-year cycle. So should we raise the mill rate to just get us over this hump, or should we wait for what will become a greater kind of bubble of property tax revenue to come in? Robin Sherman, it's yours.
I want to point out that on the ballot, we are not proposing to raise the mill rate. The proposal is to raise the cap.
That's an important point. It's not to raise the mill rate, it's to raise the cap.
Right now, property taxes are capped at 6 mills. If the ballot initiative were to pass, the property taxes would be capped at 8 mills, which gives the city government the flexibility to set the tax rate at up to 8 mills to raise the revenue needed. I know there are folks out there who say that you give city government the ability to raise taxes and they'll take every penny that they possibly can. That has not been my experience with local government. And I think it's important to remember that our assembly all live in this town. For some reason, they want a job that involves long hours and no pay and lots of public criticism. But I do believe that our elected officials are sensitive to what folks in the community want. And I'm not necessarily assuming that if the assembly has the ability to set the mill rate at up to 8 mills, it would necessarily stay at 8 mills for a long time. If the property values went up, it would allow the mill rate to go back down. And the last point I'd like to make about property values is that I'm actually concerned about our property values. You know, your home is, for most people, your biggest investment. And a big part of the value of your home is the attractiveness of your community. And I think part of the reason why property values are so high in Sitka is that this is a really fabulous place to live. And part of that is our harbors, our trails, our good schools, our libraries, and our parks. And we may not be able to afford everything that we've historically been able to spend money on, but being able to continue to fund that quality of life is important to maintaining our property values.
Marjorie Parmalee, that's Robin Sherman. Thank you, talking about how to look at property value in Sitka. What is your response to that?
Well, I've worked both in the property tax department and in the sales tax department. I've been with the city for over 20 years in the finance department, and I really would like to believe that if we vote for this and just changing the cap, they won't go up to 8%. But I can tell you chances are about 98-1 that they will. And right now we have two other huge things to clean up before we go there. Number one, we need to get our financial statements and everything in order, get a clean audit, and so that we're well supported, know what we have and where we have it. And number two, I'm not quite sure about this. We can't do a mass assessment change without a new computer program, because when I worked in property tax and assessing in the early 90s, we did it, and we didn't have these programs, and we did across the board increases. So it's, yeah,
I think that's a question for the city to answer.
The city can answer that, but it's one we need to raise, because
definitely
it's something that needs to be dealt with. We do need to be doing those. They should be done, you know, every 3 years at least.
And we did, I should just say this, we did invite the city to participate in this forum, and they declined, though they did provide us a lot of information to various questions that I asked in advance.